This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. Vice President of India Jagdeep Dhankar stated that festivals play a vital role in preserving cultural heritage. He made this remark while attending the first ever joint Mekan Yokum Yulo celebration at Boa Simla in Kamle district today. Highlighting India's rapid progress, Mr. Dhankar asserted that India is the fastest growing country in the world. He emphasized the nation's remarkable advancements in economic growth, infrastructure development and social welfare schemes, surpassing all other nations in these areas. Speaking about Arunachal Pradesh hydropower potential, the vice president said that the state has a capacity of 50,000 megawatt. He said, generating 1 megawatt of electricity requires an expenditure of rupees 10 crore, which translates into a massive investment potential of rupees 5 lakh crores in the state's hydropower sector. Union Minister of Parliamentary Affairs and Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju, who was also present at the event, said that Arunachal Pradesh has seen a new transformation under Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He said the Trans-Arunachal Highway, set to be completed soon, will connect every district headquarters of the state. He further added that the central government has approved the rupees 42,000 crore frontier highway project in the state. He said this is India's first road project to be sanctioned at such a significant scale, and was only possible because of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Mahashivratri, locally known as Herat, is being celebrated across the Union Territory. The festival holds an important significance among the Kashmiri Pandits, who celebrate it to mark the wedding of Lord Shiva with Parvati by cooking traditional Kashmiri food, especially fish. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended greetings to countrymen on the auspicious occasion of Mahashivratri and prayed for happiness, prosperity and good health to the citizens. The festival of Mahashivratri is being celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety in India and abroad today. A large number of devotees are visiting the most revered Shiva temples in different states. The world's largest spiritual and cultural gathering, Mahakumbh in Prayagraj, will conclude today on the auspicious occasion of Mahashivratri. Pilgrims from across the country have been taking a holy dip at the Sangam and other ghats in Prayagraj since early this morning. The Mahakumbh Mela, which began on the 13th of January, has drawn over 64 crore 60 lakh visitors so far over 6 weeks, making it the largest gathering of humanity in the world. Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Sehgal has said Akashvani has always played a major role in connecting people with the country's culture and takes its responsibility as a public broadcaster very seriously. In his message on the final day of Mahakumbh, Mr. Sehgal said, throughout its 48-day broadcast, Akashvani's Kumbhvani channel touched a lot of people. Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi commended the efforts of Akashvani's Kumbhvani channel in its coverage of the Mahakumbh. Railway has operated more than 115 outward trains from various stations of Prayagraj till 9 a.m. today for the convenience of the Mahakumbh devotees returning home after taking a dip in Sangam on the occasion of Mahashivratri. The Railway Ministry said around 6 lakh passengers travelled in these trains. The Ministry said special arrangements have been made to run additional trains after the Mahashivratri Snan, and extra rakes have been stationed near Prayagraj for use. Railway will operate more than 350 trains from Prayagraj today. The portals of the world-famous Kedarnath Dham in Uttarakhand will be opened for devotees on May 2, 2025 at 7 a.m. This date was officially announced today on the auspicious occasion of Mahashivratri at the Omkareshwar Temple, the winter seat of Kedarnath. The Border Security Force has foiled an infiltration bid and shot dead a Pak intruder along the international border in Pathankot in the wee hours today. Our correspondent quoting BSF Jammu Frontier PRO reports that BSF troops observed a suspicious movement during pre-dawn across the border near Tash Pathan border outpost in the Pathankot sector. The BSF said the identity of the slain intruder and motive is being ascertained, and a strong protest will be lodged with Pakistan Rangers. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.